Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
That guy talking about peeing on himself, that's me, Adam Carter. Filling in for Chad.
The first time.
No, I've done it once or twice. Not proud of it, but carried on. Chad, under the weather, we hope Chad is feeling better and can get back here soon. What have you purchased that really ticked off your spouse? And do you have an agreement on a dollar amount that says anything over this amount, you got to run that by me, honey. You got to run that by me, sugar. Otherwise, I'm going to be really upset. 651-461-9226. I bring this up because Chris Tubbs, Tubbsy's in today, Tubbsy. Tubbsy's in for Dave Harrigan. Dave Harrigan also dealing with some illness in his house. Because Chris Tubbs, apparently, his marriage is on the rocks. Because his wife bought a sectional, and he had no idea.
No clue.
What'd she spend? About $1,000? $500?
Well, we don't need to get that personal.
No, you just talked about having a number. You said you have an agreement. If you spend more than $1,500, you have to tell me, but everything else is under that?
So you're upset by it. It's too significant of a purchase, and you went off the handle.
I'm absolutely furious. I'm livid. I cannot tell you how upset. No, over the weekend, like, we've had the same furniture for, years since before we got married, and we've been married for 14 years. And, over the weekend, she's kind of doing some measuring and stuff. And my 13-year-old, soon to be 13, she's like, oh, mom's looking at this, this new couch, $1,300. I'm like, oh, okay, that's significant. And then I get a text from my wife a day or two ago, and she's like, oh, yeah, our new sectional is going to be here. And I think you're really going to like it. I'm like, I had no idea we were even getting furniture. Then I'm like, okay, well, if you don't mind me asking, how much did we pay for this?
What did this set us back?
Yeah, and she's like, well, I didn't. I purposely omitted the price, and it's got a two, and it's got a comma, and I'm like, okay, that's. And I mean, I'm not mad at all. I trust my wife, fully with making this purchase. But I'm like, you're making a purchase for $2,100. And I'm like, I had no idea. Yeah. I know. I mean, this thing better be gold plated. Yeah. That's all I know.
No, it'll work. It'll work. So Chris, so this launched us. This launched us in this conversation we're going to have today. We've got calls coming in. Lots of texts coming in. 651-461-9226. Have you or your significant other, wife, ever made a purchase that set you off, that really upset you? Adam, I bought a Traeger grill, brought it home. She was not pleased. Fast forward 2 years later, now we have two of them. She loves it. Yeah, sometimes you just need to introduce it and say, look, you're going to love this. Trust me when I say that. If we would have gone to the store, you probably would have said no. But if I surprise it with you, you'll learn to live with it. You'll learn to love it. What about you, Susie? Anything come to mind?
Not very significant.
Any of your relationships?
No. But I will say it's striking to me because the story happened with my sister years and years ago. Her then husband showed up at our cabin with a brand new
Boat?
No.
Car.
Car, an okay. SUV.
Yep.
And gave her the keys, surprise, surprise. And I bristled at that because I think, I mean, she was fine, but it's... Is
that
it,
big a purchase, it should be a mutual agreement.
Yeah.
Was it wrapped in a bow like on
no.
TV?
Yeah, like the
Happy Holidays. Right. Yeah, no, no.
Lexus but drive. The SNL had the commercial where the guy bought the Lexus and like his family, his wife was just terribly upset. It was fantastic.
Yeah. Point being, though, is there an element of respect here? Are you
right?
Are you bigfooting your partner? Do you not believe your partner has any right to whether or not mm-hmm. you make a decision? Because the old boat purchase is another one that
right.
can get you into trouble.
Oh, sure. If you singularly say, I'm going to go buy a boat for the family, I think that would probably be a little upsetting. To me, though, you've talked about getting a boat. It's not like suddenly I'm going to go buy a boat. Your family is like, hey, you know, we even think. But still, yes, when it's time to make the purchase of a boat, especially you want something for everybody. You don't just want to get your boat and how I want it set up. You want it set up so that the family can enjoy it, too, whether that's a diving ladder or whatever it is.
Now, let's ask you, have you either purchased something or had someone purchase something that rubbed you the wrong way?
My ex-wife, back when we were married, she bought she went car shopping, and I thought she was just going
car shopping
to like put a foot in the toe in the water mm-hmm. to see what's out there. And she came back with a nice, very nice SUV. And I was first like, okay, but it's like, well, she needed a car. And then, you know, that was a nice car. And I didn't get very upset by that.
No.
I was surprised. Let's just put it that way. But no, there's never been anything, I don't think, at least on my part, that I've purchased that. At least they're not telling me about it. They're quietly resenting me, maybe.
Wishing you evil?
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't go that far, but 651-461-9226 was talking to a work colleague last week who told me that his wife had just called and informed him that she'd bought a new vehicle. Although they'd been talking about her getting a new car, they had not yet decided on what car it would be or when it would happen or the cost. He was not thrilled.
That's fair.
Adam, I don't know where to start. My deceased husband would buy cars, and I didn't know until the car was in the driveway. Then the many high-end bicycles and high-end parts, in addition, the woodworking power tools. We're lucky we had enough for everyday expenses.
Holy cow.
As my husband was a good provider, I wouldn't have changed his purchases that made him happy.
Well, that's nice.
That's a good perspective.
I think if you have the dough, if you're not, like you said, Chris, digging coins out of the couch because you haven't got any more money.
Yeah, I mean, as long as it's something that you can afford, but I did not know that buying cars, vehicles essentially on a whim, I didn't know that was a thing. Now I don't feel like I feel like
you're a little overreacting. So one key point in this from this texter to the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line. We'd love a call, by the way, 651-461-9226. One key point is if couples have separate money or checking accounts, that's one thing. My wife and I have one checking account that we contribute into, so we basically talk about every purchase, let's say, over $100.
Okay.
So, yeah, if it's out of the budget, like Dave Josephson, producer for me and Jordana, just walked down. He said $100 because they budget specifically for everything $100. And so if it's out of the budget, obviously, you know, groceries, they budget for groceries, they budget for their house, their car payments. But if it's out of that, over $100,
right,
then that's kind of the limit for him. We're going to take a break because we got calls coming in. So hang on the line. 651-461-9226. Purchases that your significant other makes that tick you off or set you off. More on that next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ask for forgiveness, not permission. Those are words I live by. We're talking about making purchases that your spouse or significant other said, WTF, what did you just do? And we got calls lined up, and they're all men. What does that say, Chris? They're all men waiting to talk to us. Does that surprise you?
What will not get me in trouble in case my wife is listening? But yep. It is.
You never know. Maybe these guys are upset with something that their wife or significant other.
You know, let's find out.
All right, let's go to Jack in Stillwater. Jack, go ahead.
Hey, I texted this as well, but my wife and I have been married 32 years, and our biggest argument. Thanks. But it wasn't over the amount of spend. I was out with our kids. They were like 6 and 7 years old, mm-hmm. and went to a pet store. Uh-oh. And decided to get a hamster.
Oh.
And a little aquarium and all the stuff that comes with it. They were ecstatic. And
I'll bet.
You know, I got home and my wife kind of freaked out.
Oh.
So
you caved.
I got incredulous.
You caved. You caved to the hamster call, huh?
I think it was my idea.
Ooh.
So she was furious because she said that she was going to have to be the one to take care of it, and I took care of it for at least a week. But you know, who knew how long those things would live?
Now it's 27 years old and takes up a room in your house, right? But it made
it. Got out once.
Oh.
She got mad at me all over again when it got out once. Yeah, but we, you know, that was over 25 years ago. We made it through.
Very good, Jack. Thanks for the call. Jake is called in from Oak Grove. Jake, go ahead.
Hey guys, fun topic.
Yeah,
I find the difficulty to be how quickly it's changed. Like my wife and I make about the same. I guess I own a business, so a lot of stuff's free or tax deductible, so that's a little bit of the difference. But we used to agree it was 100. I think she's in between about 100 or 500 now, and I think it's more like 1,000 to 5,000.
Yeah.
So that's where the rib comes in. And then I really messed up by introducing her to Joe Souchere and the 48-hour rule.
Yeah.
It's like where if you hide something kind of in plain sight for not hide technically,
right?
But if you have something for more than 48 hours, you can honestly say you've had it forever. Well, funny thing is that works with jewelry too. I found out. So that was probably my biggest mistake.
Wow, dude! I've never noticed that diamond necklace. It's gorgeous. Yeah, I've had it.
She's had it for years. So
thank you, Jake.
Topic, Kate. Fun show, you guys. I really appreciate listening to you.
Thanks, Jake. Thanks for listening. Appreciate you listening. Nick is in Minneapolis. Nick, go ahead.
Well, I definitely believe in buying cars on a whim.
Yes, yeah.
I also attempt to apologize in advance. So about 7 years ago, I went back to the 50s car show on a Friday afternoon.
And dangerous.
Ended up walking into the auction tent, and I left with a little red Eagle Talon sports car and brought it home and gave it to the wife. kind of buttering her up, because the next day I went back and bought the truck I was looking at the auction and brought that back too.
Well, I think that's very courteous, Nick. That's very, I mean, conscientious. You know, if I buy myself a vehicle, I'll buy you a vehicle.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
I bought Hurst first.
Yes.
Right. Red sports car. I mean, I had priorities. I just might as well have ulterior motives.
Thank you.
But
great call. I think very conscientious of you. I think more guys like that. Also, he said he did the old the wife thing. I did that the other day, and so I got in trouble. So some texter said, yeah. "Don't call your wife the wife because it implies that she's a piece of property." And if that I don't, that's I just think it's kind of comical because
well,
it's like old school. Hey, the wife says this.
I mean, it's like the old ball and chain. It's like,
yeah.
You know, I mean,
the old ball and chain is a little more offensive.
A little more
than
offensive.
The
so if I say my wife, it's okay. But if I say, hey, the wife, the wife is
yeah.
Okay. So it's more, it's less offensive to be possessive than with
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. But I just say it because it's more, it's like a throwback kind of comment.
You're an old school guy.
I'm an old soul.
You're an old soul, yes.
Back to the phone lines we go. Jerry has called in from Wyndham. Go ahead, Jerry.
Thank you for taking my call. Back in 86, my wife of 20 years came home, and she had $28,000 in cash.
Whoa. That's pretty nice.
So I inquired as to where she came up with that money, because I didn't make that kind of money. She didn't make that kind of money.
Okay. Did she rob a bank?
Turns out she'd been at the casino.
Oh.
Won a ton of dough.
Well, that's pretty good.
Didn't tell me about it. Well, the problem was...
Well, I mean, it's...
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't know anything about it. And the problem was she had probably lost hundreds of thousands of dollars at that same casino.
That's all, yep.
And I didn't know anything about that. There were years where we just could not get ahead. And I'll admit it, I was drinking heavily at the time. And I did not
That's too bad.
Keep close monitoring of where the finances were going. And we got upside down on some bad deals.
Yeah.
But she comes home.
Well, I mean, you had no idea
No, it's fully my fault.
I
paid more attention. You know, I thought everything was okay. I it was like a lunch pail, kind of paycheck to paycheck kind of guy my whole life. I didn't really pay attention to, you know, the finances. Yeah. But anyway, so
you had no idea that she was spending this kind of money.
So she comes in with a big wad of cash. So we sat down. So I says to her, Beverly, where the hell is money coming from, and what the hell has been going on here?
Yeah.
And she came clean and said that she'd been gambling. She'd been gambling for many, many years, and that was the last straw. That was it. I left her the next day. Luckily.
You just walked out? No effort to?
Yeah, I couldn't take I left everything at the house, and I went down to the bank where this gal worked, you know, buxom gal, and I'd been talking to her, you know, through the money problems, and I figured, well, you know, there's... The bank teller might know something about this or not, but anyway,
never
we ended
know.
Up getting together. And
oh, nice.
Best sex of my life for about 5 years. But anyway, that was here nor there, but it pays to pay attention, you know, to where the finances are going. That's all I'm going to say. Thanks for the call. Good topic.
There he goes. Jerry and Wyndham.
Hey, we know how to live it up in southwestern Minnesota. There's no question.
Are you a Wyndham guy?
No, but I've been to Wyndham. I know girls in Wyndham. Well, new girls.
My ex, here's a text on the Cities One Plumbing Talk and text line. Lots of texts on this. We've touched a nerve here, Chris. Bravo to you for, you know, laying bare to your domestic situation to provide us content here on News Talk 830 WCC.
I'm happy to open up the bowels of my soul.
The proverbial vein?
Yes. I am happy to provide content for you, even if it comes at the cost of marital strife.
My ex-wife of 22 years was a clothes horse and shoe addict.
Oh, horse. Okay.
Yeah. Granted, she was in retail discount, but I never had closet space in master bedroom. She had a four-season wardrobe. My clothes and shoes regulated to guest bedroom closet. Well, I mean, that's just kind of part of life, right?
Yeah,
I mean, I'd like to know percentage of men and women. Like, if it's a man and a woman in a relationship, in a married relationship, closet space percentage, it's probably like total. It's probably what? 65, 35?
I was going to say 60, 40,
65,
and I felt like I was being generous.
65, 35? I mean, I think if a man is taking up more room in a closet, Mm-hmm. I think that's the rarer case. Not that, I mean, there are men out there who appreciate how they look. They appreciate their clothing.
Yeah.
That's a separate topic we can tackle a different time. 651-461-9226. A car is an extension of us. And I've had friends whose husbands picked out the car in color. The wives would quietly resent the choice. Can you please make Jerry from Wyndham a regular on the show? Nothing better than sliding in the word buxom into a tale of woe. Yeah, Jerry was pretty good. I didn't
buxom and woe. Those are that's a great text. I mean, I thought
he also used deal really good. You know, it's a bad deal.
It's a bad deal.
That's
you know.
A bad deal.
You know, I
not necessarily when it's an actual deal, but like and when you refer to anything as a bad deal, that's a good Minnesotaism.
Oh, absolutely.
When we got married almost 18 years ago, we set a $500 spending limit. But over the years, we've gotten to understand our finances as a couple, and we trust each other completely with no limit. Well, good on you. That's how it should be, right? I mean, it should. You shouldn't be making any outrageous purchases.
No, if they're practical too, like a car, even if it's souped up, you know, a collector's vehicle, I feel like you're going to get some use out of it. Mm-hmm. And if it's practical, like you said, Carter, for the entire family, I feel like it's easier to justify unless it's something that just one person is going to enjoy.
Yeah. We'll ask Rena Sarginopoulos about this, if there's been a purchase in her house, if she's willing to come clean, either that she's made or her husband's made that set things off. Lots to talk about with Rena, including her colleague, Boyd Hupert, who is now a Hall of Famer, Minnesota Broadcast Hall of Famer. How about that? Rena Sarginopoulos from Care 11 joins us next. It's Adam in for Chad on a Wednesday afternoon. Rena joins us on the John Schuster Cold War Blank. Rena, welcome to the show.
Well, good afternoon to you, sir. How are you?
I'm drunk, you know, hitting the vodka a little early.
You know, I feel you.
It's 23 degrees. I mean, my God. I mean, this is ridiculous. Yeah. I mean,
it is ridiculous.
I've asked you this before and I've forgotten because I don't remember what I did yesterday, but are you a native Minnesotan?
No.
Where are you from?
Ohio.
Ohio. So it's a little bit better weather-wise?
Winter lasts about a month shorter on either end.
Yeah. You've ingrained yourself into the community. You have to, on the radio and on TV, say you love it here, that you've grown to love the Twin Cities in Minnesota.
I do love it here. I've been here for 18 years.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, is there part of you, though, that goes, God, my God, this is like, I'm thinking about, you know, sometime, maybe at the end of my career, but getting out of here.
Good question. I will tell you, I know you want me to say yes and just go with that, but I will tell you that, like, I would never go back to Ohio. Mm. Like, that's just not an option.
Where in Ohio?
Youngstown.
Youngstown.
It's like an old steel mill town.
Yeah, sounds very blue.
There's no steel mills anymore.
Very blue collar sounding, yeah.
And they never recovered. Yep. No, so I wouldn't do that. If I had monies, I would maybe, didn't have to work all the time, I would travel more this time of year.
Yeah.
That's what I would do, I think.
Yeah.
I have a kid, she lives here, like, unless she leaves, you know.
Yeah, I hear you. It's just, I think I'm trapped because, like, usually try to get out of town, and it's just miserable this week. And it's like, it's my kid's spring break, too, and we just didn't pull the trigger on going somewhere, and now I'm regretting it. I am a bad dad. I'm a horrible father. we got a lot of response to what I started the show with because Chris, our producer today, his wife bought a sectional and he wasn't aware of it. And it's a big purchase. Hey, he was fine with it, but it brings up the question, has there ever been a purchase or is there a dollar limit where you would say, you did what? You bought this without me knowing? Has this ever happened to you? Either you've done it or your husband has done it or somebody you loved has purchased something and you had no idea and you thought, I kind of needed that run by me first.
Dude, I cannot even have this conversation. I will get into so much trouble.
Oh, come on. nobody listens to the show. Nobody's, you know.
Oh, my mom is listening right now, Beverly. I am not the spender in my household.
Okay. That tells me all I need to know.
Yes. And so if I bring up atrocities, I will get into trouble. Oh. Yes. My husband has made purchases without telling me, and exceed things that are that are comfortable for me.
Are these of like the four-wheeled variety?
That's one. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, he's a car guy. You know that.
Yes. Well, but then you can't blame him, though, can you? I mean, he's a car guy.
Yeah. No. I can, actually. There are certain things that you need to run past yourself before you do them. And then I got the, I thought we talked about
that. Yes. That's a good one. I may have used that before. Well, the classic line is, it's better to ask forgiveness than it is permission.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And we still own it, so, you know.
Well.
He won.
You any payback in that regards? Like something that you bought and said, you know what, and then pulled the same card? Like, what?
No.
We didn't talk about it?
First of all, what could possibly cost more than a car? There's nothing I could do that would you know, equalize that. And also, I abhor spending money so much that I I almost would do the opposite then, right? Like, I will spend less now to make up for the fact that you have spent so much.
save money despite him.
Save.
Look at
one
this.
Of us, yes. One of us. I'm like squirreling away money in a bank in case he goes broke. And then I'm like, ta-da.
Yeah. congratulations to so I had with Jordana and I talked to Boyd on Monday about his Twitter debacle, about how he's been locked out of Twitter and he can't be. Twitter won't verify that it's him, even though it's Boyd Hooper. I mean, everybody in this part of the country obviously knows who Boyd is. It's ridiculous. But then come to find out last night, he's been elected to the Minnesota Broadcasting Hall of Fame. Your thoughts about your colleague?
Oh, my gosh. Do you really want me to go on and on and on about how much I adore this man?
Yes, because it's universal. And, like, you know, there's a lot of times where people are like, oh, he's so, you know, every Boyd is great or whoever it is. You know, he's such a great guy, does this and this. And, you know, and then you're like, there's no way everybody, like, really believes that. But Boyd absolutely is that guy.
Oh, he's that guy. Boyd's the reason that I'm still in journalism.
Yeah.
I met Boyd in the year 2000, and I was at a journalism conference, and there was a guy there talking about how, you know, you got to meet the tiger in the newsroom, and you got to knock on the door of the mom who just lost her kid in the accident, and I was like, I can't do this.
Right.
This is not for me. That's not who I am. I will never be that person, and he sat me down, and he said, a newsroom takes all kinds of people.
Yep.
You can't have a newsroom full of tigers. You need to have the newsroom full of lots of different people that make up, you know, different voices and all the stuff and the things. And so I listened and I stayed, and then I came here because of him.
Yeah.
And then he's been a mentor to me, both as a human. He was a guide and and his beautiful wife as well for me when I got out of a really bad relationship with someone that was a best friend to him. And so he's just been there for me on so many levels. And he is the person that everyone thinks he is, that he's portrayed to be. You know, he and his wife, their dream was to buy a boat. And you know what they do with that boat? Every week they take someone different out on it and take them for a ride, and they feed them, and they, you know, spend time on the lake. And he just gets to know all of his colleagues better and former colleagues. And he's just there. He and his wife are those people.
Yeah.
They're just the best. Salt of the earth. That is, you know, that is exactly how that should be written on his tombstone someday. Salt of the earth. That is who he is.
That remarkable comments about him. And I was expecting you to sing his praises, but I had no idea, like, about the boat thing. I mean, that is truly remarkable. But you talked about how he was an influence on your career. I was, I came up as a radio journalist, and I was in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, as a radio reporter. And we used to go to RTNDA conferences all the time. And I remember going to a conference with Boyd, and this is a radio, and I'm a radio guy, so it's like, okay, well, he's a television reporter. But he absolutely had an impact on every reporter in that room, and reporters who worked everywhere in the upper Midwest. So I would argue there isn't a newsroom in probably this 5 or 6 state region that hasn't been influenced by Boyd.
And I will tell you, they use his work in colleges all across the country.
Yes.
And not only that, Boyd has traveled to so many different countries to teach. So it's not even just this continent, for God's sake. He has influenced journalists around the world. And that is, like, it sounds ridiculous that I'm saying that, but it is absolutely accurate.
Next topic I want to bring up, some bad news here, and then we'll try to end it on a light note. But so yesterday I was in, finished the show yesterday. I was at home. My wife and I are watching, and the TV is on, and they show the footage again of this shooter in Nashville going through the school. And my wife was just like, it is so wrong for them to keep showing that footage. That is so disrespectful. And I thought about it for a second, and I'm wondering how you feel about that.
You know, I struggle with these stories.
So do I.
Because I honestly feel like we should never say the names of these shooters. I don't think they deserve any attention. I don't think anybody should remember their name. The video, I think people are going to find it, whether you put it out there or not. I do think in this case, because of what happened in Uvalde and how long the officers took to do anything, I think it was smart of them to just show how quick the response was. So in that aspect of it, I appreciated that. I don't know how well I would feel if I was a parent. I'm sure I would never want to see the video. I'm sure I would never want anyone to see the video. So these stories are hard. Again, the shooter, and I won't say the name of the shooter because I just don't think it's important. And I think that the more we give credence to who they are or give any spotlight to who they are, it just encourages possibly someone else to do the same again in the future.
And I think, sadly, we're in an era now where there's just so many disgusting people out there who immediately bring up conspiracies, will bring up just crazy thoughts about something that we're almost, and police, it seems now, are almost forced to do this to say, okay, like, the doors of the school were shot out, she got in. That's, you know, we're showing that just to, you know,
prove it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think we're sadly in that position now. But I totally understand, like you said. I mean, I have no idea what I'd feel like if I was one of these parents. Obviously, you're devastated. But seeing that over and over again, it would be awful.
And to think that you can't, the place is supposed to be safe. You know, it's like, you know, dropped my kid off at school and I go to work with some sense of assurance that, you know, she's coming home at the end of the day. And, you know, it's days like Monday that shatter that and make us realize that, you know, it's, we're not safe anywhere.
No,
you know,
nowhere.
Our kids aren't.
Nope. Let's leave on a happy note.
Well,
I just want to ask you something in your life. You don't have to get too detailed, but that is bringing you joy, whether it's like a daily thing, whether it's something this time of year, is there something you're looking forward to? What is it?
Oh, gosh. I'm looking forward to a lot of things.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to summer just because
when it gets here in August, we'll really appreciate
it. July. Just to take some time off and do stuff with my kiddo. Yep. Just spending more time with my kid brings me a lot of joy. And we got two new cats recently or in January, and they're getting big and figuring their way around the house, and they're starting to move around. And so them joining the rest of us in the other parts of the house has kind of been fun. So
is your husband, were you the cat person? Your husband okay? Like when you said, hey, well, let's get a cat.
My daughter wanted the cat.
Okay.
And, my husband is an all animal person.
Good.
It doesn't matter what the animal is.
Good.
And when I met him, he had two cats and a dog.
Oh,
and yeah, and so, and now we have two cats and two dogs.
Wow.
So it's we're always willing to entertain another living creature.
My wife, she's obsessed with watching donkey rescue videos on Instagram. So I'm fairly convinced that at some point, when our kids graduate from high school, move on, we'll be owning some sort of donkey rescue facility. So.
My friend wants a donkey.
Yeah.
Well, you guys can go in on it together.
There we go. And I'll be your donkey guy.
You already are my donkey guy, Adam.
Everybody needs a donkey guy. That would be me. Rena, have a wonderful day. It was always a pleasure to talk to you, and we'll catch you down the road sometime.
You too. Talk to you soon.
Yep. There she goes, Rena Sarta. And I said it again. There she goes. That's my, it's become my crutch, vocal crutch. Mm-hmm. When I'm done with a guest, I said, there, here she goes. I got to fix that. You got to zap me every time I say that. It is a 1250 News Talk 830 WCCO. 1254, that would be your Lindus Construction time check. Time to get an estimate on a maintenance-free deck from the great folks at Lindus Construction. My thanks to Rena Sarginopoulos for that candid conversation. If you missed it or just caught it late, caught it at the end, you can always go to the Odyssey app, hit the rewind function. Actually, you can go to the WCCO radio website. You can hit the rewind function there. If you're streaming through your computer, you can also just subscribe to the podcast. Podcasts available at WCCO radio/podcasts or subscribe to the Chad Hartman podcast. And I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you, beg you, please, while you're there, subscribe to the Adam and Jordana podcast. Lots of new followers there. Lots of people downloading our content. We have always appreciated the fact that anybody wants to listen. We mentioned Boyd Hooper and just what a hell of a guy Boyd is. And to think that he's still active and still produces incredible stories, incredible content, that it's like being elected to the Hall of Fame in the midst of your prime as an athlete. Usually the Hall of Fame selection comes at the twilight of your career, at the end of your career. And he's still in the midst of it. He's battling cancer, and he gave us an update on that on Monday. And by the way, that conversation available on the Adam and Jordana podcast, wherever you get your podcast. But he's talking about he's still going through chemo treatments. And he's still doing his job, and he's still making remarkable television. And it is, it's incredible, and you can thank every day that we have Boyd Hooper in this market to tell the stories in such a dramatic and beautiful way. Also, I'd be remiss if I didn't say congratulations to a former colleague of mine, Tim Russell, who also was selected for the Minnesota Broadcasting Hall of Fame. Tim worked here when I started here. I forget the last year Tim worked here, but Tim, obviously with the voices, with the humor, was somebody who I looked up to, still look up to in this business as somebody who is extremely talented. One of the most talented people to come through this building, and a well-deserved selection into the Hall of Fame. And, of course, obviously all the work that he did on Prairie Home Companion. So congratulations to former colleague Tim Russell as well. Lots to talk about today, including we're still a couple of days from April 1st, but the April Fool's joke. Some people, like, April 1st is no big deal. Some people actually like the prank, like the joke, like to pull the old April Fool's joke. We found somebody. Chris found this guy online that is a joke instructor, a prank instructor. He it's his mission to bring back pranks.
It's his lot in life.
It's his lot in life, and these are tasteful pranks. Nothing, you know, crazy or
nothing salacious.
Nothing salacious. But we're going to be talking to him next hour at 1:35, bringing the pranks back to April Fools. Lots coming up after the news on WCCO. I'll be your donkey guy.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.